Tonight, how many our high schoolers here? Will you please stand up?
今晚我哋想知道几位中学学生喺我哋之中。
Thank you.
多谢各位，其实。
How many of you only come tonight? Will you please stand up?
牧师想知道边个系单单嚟今晚嚟嘅啫。
Thank you. Thank you.
佢哋人好有勇气啊。
How many brothers and sisters in our ministry? You came from other churches.
在有边位兄弟姊妹有其他教会嚟嘅？
Will you please stand up?
请你起身。
Thank you, thank you.
多谢各位。
How many of you come overnight?
有边几位？边几多位？你六晚嚟到齐嘅。
Will you please stand up?
请你起身。真感謝神。
Now tonight will be the last meeting.
今晚我哋最後嘅一次嘅粉興聚會。
Although Sunday's message will connect with the kingdom of God.
雖然間星期日正道嘅時候咧，題目都關乎國度。
However, talking about revival meeting, we will be ended.Tonight,
但我哋粉兴大会咧，今晚停止啦。
I want you to understand what does revival mean.
我想大家明白复兴嘅意思。
And by read God's word, you may check on yourself whether you have been revived or not.
我哋读神嘅话语，我哋自我检讨，睇下我哋有冇复兴。
I'm just going to.Let you read something from one chapter.
所以咧，我想大家读一章圣经。
That is Psalm 119.
诗篇一百十九篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇一百十九篇。
First, verse 25.
二十五节。
Now let us read together, okay?
请我哋一齐读二十五节。
25。
我的性命几乎归于尘土，求你照你嘅话让我救活。
Now this verse tells us who can be revived.
呢节圣经讲俾我听，边个可以得到救活
？And how can be revived?
佢如何可以得到救活
？If a person he sense he really spiritually speaking, he really in bad shape.
如果有人感觉到属灵方面佢好有问题咧
，now then he is deserved to have revival.
佢就值得得到救活。
And God will revive you according to his word.
神会照佢个话语嚟救活，嚟粉兴复兴我哋。
These few nights,
过去几晚
，I know some of you, got more, some of you got little.
我知道有啲吸收到神嘅祝福好多，有啲吸收微少。
Anyway, I hope God's word has done something for you.
但系我希望神嘅话语每一个人咧能够帮助你。
If you sense God's word has done something for you, then please remember, as the Bible says, revive me according to thy word.You are revived because God's word is working within you.
如果你感觉到神嘅话语在你身上运行嘅大能咧，你咧就照好似啲圣经咁讲啦，照神嘅话语将我救活，神嘅话语在你嘅身上做到佢嘅工作。
However, we have some condition to fulfill.
但系我哋有啲条件，我哋要满足。
If we do not.Fulfill the condition, sometimes revival is not easy to come out.
如果我哋满足啲条件咧，啲粉兴唔能够降临在我哋教会之中。
Verse 37 tells us.
第37节讲俾我哋听。
Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in thy ways.
求你叫我转眼不看虚假，又叫我在你的道中生活。
Yeah, Chinese translated living really this is should be revival. So again, for sin.
中文翻译生活，但系佢话咧要救活。
Yeah, go and should be for sin, for should be revival.
复兴，反兴。
Now then, 40 tells us another kind of condition.
第四十节咧，又系另外一个条件。
Behold, I long for thy precepts. Revive me through thy righteousness.
我羡慕羡慕你的训词，求你使我在你的公义上生活。又系复兴嗰度啦。
Here tells us how can we be revived? We have to have we should have a kind of longing for his word.
呢度讲俾我哋听，点样可以得到复兴奋兴？就是、我哋有羡慕神嘅道。
I believe, however, I cannot guarantee all of you, but I believe a majority of you, you really long for God's word.
我唔能够担保你哋个个渴慕神嘅话语，但我相信大多数你兄弟姊妹渴慕神嘅话语。
If you come with a longing towards God's word, God has revived you.
如果你来到神面前有渴慕追求神道理的心呢，神一定会复兴你。
And revive you through what?
神藉着什么来复兴你呢？
Through his standard.
藉他的水准和标准。
Now you know something which you might not know before, but now you know.
圣经有些教训或者你从前你没几认识，但是现在你知道了。
Some God's standard you were ignorant before, but now you know.
旧时神有些标准你不认识，但是现在你很熟悉了。
Now then, verse 8 tells us, if you really have been revived, what will happen to you?
第八十八节讲俾我哋听，如果我哋真正得到复兴咧，我哋现在嘅光景系点样
？Revive me according to thy loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of thy mouth.
求你赐你的慈爱将我救活，我就遵守你口中的法度。
But word testimony here that means something which is so real, so concrete.
法度呢讲到啲嘢好实际，好真实。
If Lord has revived you now, you will find that you are able to keep His word.
如果神而家复兴你咧，你发觉到你可以有能力遵行佢嘅话语。
Now, then continue on.
我哋继续睇落去。
93
第九十三节。
I will never forget thy precepts.For by them thou hast revived me.
我永不忘记你的训词，因你用这训词将我救活了，将我复兴了。我哋可以咁翻译。
Now here tells us, we as human beings so easy to forget God's word.
呢度讲俾我听，我哋人类好容易忘记神嘅道。
And we hope by God's grace, His word within you.Will not be easy for you to forget.
藉神的恩典，我们不要那么容易忘记神的道。
And His word will even revive us continually.
祂的道理可以周时时常奋兴我们，复兴我们。
Then in the same chapter, a few verses tells us about our prayer for revival.
继续有几节讲到我们为复兴祈祷。
Now, 107, again, I'm exceedingly afflicted. Revive me, O Lord, according to thy word.
107节，我甚是受苦，耶和华，求你照你的话将我救活，将我复兴。
Bible tells us God resists those who are so proud, but he will grant grace to those who are humble.
神话语讲俾我听，神敌对骄傲嘅人，但系佢赐福俾。 谦卑的人，赐福给谦卑的人。
Here I say, I am exceeding afflicted. You really sense, oh Lord, I need revival. I need thy grace. Then the revival will come to you.
他说这个我甚是受苦，所以我很需要你的恩典。如果我有这样心情的时候呢，神的复兴一定降临在我的身上。
And the revival comes through his word.
就复兴是藉他的话语而来到。
Then a few prayers we should have. 149.
149讲到我们祷告。
Hear my voice according to thy loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to thy ordinances.
求你照你的慈爱听我的声音。耶和华啊，求你照你的典章将我救活，或将我复兴。
154节。Plead my cause and redeem me, revive me according to thy word.
求你为我辩屈出，救赎我，照你的话将我救活，将我复兴。
156节。Great are thy mercy, O Lord, revive me according to thy ordinances.
耶和华啊，你的慈悲本为大，求你照你的典章将我救活，或将我复兴。
159节。Consider, O Lord, how I love thy precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness.
你看我怎样爱你的训词，耶和华啊，求你照你的慈爱将我救活，或将我复兴。
So these few verses tell us.The revival now to what kind of person revival will come, and revival come through what?
这几节圣经讲俾我哋听，乜嘢人可以得到神嘅复兴，同埋藉着乜嘢我哋可以得到复兴
？And when long to be revival will come to him.
有啲人有渴慕嘅心，想得到复兴咧。那个复兴会降临到佢心上。
Usually a person would sense, oh, I need a revival. I really not good enough. I should be better. Such kind of person will be revived.
有时啲人有咁嘅感觉，哎，我真系唔够好，唔够令人圣神喜悦，我需要复兴。啲人有咁嘅感觉咧，神嘅复兴咧会降临在佢身上。
And if if a revival has come to you already, you will find that from now on.You will be able to keep God's word.
如果复兴降临在你身上咧，你就可以开始发觉你可以遵守神嘅道理。
Now, I think some brothers and sisters still remember someday when God so good and late revival came to our midst.
相信有兄弟姊妹仲记得1971年神特别对我哋祝福，俾佢嘅复兴降临在教会之中。
And that revival was rather a kind of revival of repentance。
嗰个复兴咧就系悔改嘅复兴。
I still remember many brothers and sisters would break down before the Lord and confess to one another, and so wonderful.We really sense God's presence in our midst.
我仲记得好多兄弟姊妹在神面前痛哭，佢彼此认罪，真系好奇妙嘅悔改复兴。
However, this time I sensed a kind of revival should come to us a little different from someday when.
呢次我感觉到神俾我哋复兴咧，应该同71年嘅复兴唔同。
That is kind of edifying revival.
就是造就的复兴。
I want you, brother, sister, to check on yourself. Through these few nights, did you find something from Lord's word or Lord's precepts which is new to you? And now you sound so good. And you are by God's grace, you are going to practice on it.
我想大家自己检讨自己在过去几晚有冇发觉到神嘅道理特别对你有个新嘅解释？你从今以后咧想服从遵守嗰啲道理。
Formerly you have not seen, and now you have seen God's word.
从前你冇睇到认识神嗰啲道理， 但係而家你明白啦。
Some you might heard before, but you did not see. Now you have seen.
從前你或者未睇到、未認識到，但係而家咧，你認識到，想遵守嗰啲道理啦。
Now since you have seen these things, have you ever talked to the Lord? Lord, now I have seen it. By Thy mercy and grace, I'm going to practice it.
你話如果你真係睇到神嘅真理實際性咧，你可以對咁神。神啊，我而家见到你的道理实际性啦，从今以后咧，我想遵行实行呢个道理。
Now, have you had this kind of blessing from the Lord or not?
在过去呢几日，你有冇从神之中得到呢种嘅福气呢
？And if you have, now please try to keep on what you have had.
如果你有咧，请你持守，继续咁做落去。
That again, hold fast you have.
即係持守你所有的。
At the time of your regeneration, God has given you something.
在你重生嘅時候，神賜給你啲嘢。
Now I hope you will keep them.
你持守嗰啲。
And this time, God has given you some more.
呢次咧，神增加佢賜給你嘅福氣啟示。
And you should check on yourself.
你檢討自己。
Or how many new blessings you have had?
检讨自己对神有加几多新嘅福气俾你
，and try to keep them and not let these things be lost。
所以持守唔好呢啲福气失去啊。
Now I think probably would be good for us to have a little quiet time, a few one or two seconds for you brother sister to check on yourself before we are going to have a lesson for tonight。
好唔好？而家我哋大家静默。在神檢討面前檢討我哋自己嘅心，我先繼續聽阿林牧師正道咩
？Yeah, in the past few nights, what you got?
在過去幾晚，從神你得到乜嘢嘅新嘅啟示咧
？What kind of God's word has struck in your heart?
神邊嘅話語而家隱藏在你嘅心之中咧
？Yeah, think of it.
请大家小心检讨谂过
，and offer thanksgiving and asking God to help you to hold fast。
感谢神，咁求神帮你持守，你新得到呢个道理。
Lord, help us that we will not forget what Thou has given to us.
主啊，求你帮助我哋，等我哋唔好忘记你赐给我哋嘅福气。
Because Thou has ordered us in the Bible to keep what we have.
因为你在圣经命令我哋，叫我哋持守你所赐给我哋嘅道理。
In order that no one will take away our crown.
唔好俾别人夺去我哋嘅冠冕。
Dear Lord, grant us clear insight.
主啊，求你俾我哋好清楚嘅观念，可以见到你嘅道理。
That we may know exactly how much Thou has given to us, to us as individual through these meetings.
等我哋好清清楚楚知道，在过去呢几晚、今晚，你赐给我哋你嘅话语。
Help us, Lord. We want to go forward.
主啊，帮助我哋，因为我哋想向前进。
We want to enjoy thy grace upon grace.
我想欣赏你嘅恩上加恩。
That we may be able to walk forward continually with the strength which thou art going to give us.
等我哋可以继续 依靠你的能力向前而进步。
Now I would like brothers, sisters, those who really sense this time Lord did give you something and you are willing to pass by the Lord's grace. You are going to exercise what he has given to you. You are going to hold fast what he has given to you.
如果在座有边位你感觉到神赐给你有啲嘢，你想实行呢啲道理，你想持守呢啲道理。
Now will you please stand up and let us sing together? Thank you, Lord.
请大家，请你系咁起身，我哋一齐唱赞美主。
I mean, those of you brothers and sisters really sense God has given you something, and these things will be able to revive you.
就系单单嗰啲兄弟姊妹，你感觉到在神之中得到啲福音道理，呢道理能够令到你复兴，咁你可以起身。
Let us sing together. Thank you, Lord.
请大家同我哋一齐唱赞美主。
Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for living through me. Thy grace, salvation, so rich.
And I hope by God's grace, what you got will never be taken away.
我哋直期望直神嘅恩典咧，你所得到嗰啲恩典咧，冇人可以夺去。
God's word, God's word, words within you, and they will produce revival continually within you.
神嘅话语在你嘅心之中咧，可以继续产生复兴。
Tonight, I'm going to study the whole Bible with you.
我今晚咧想同大家研究全部圣经啊。
Really, I'm going to study with you from Genesis to Revelation.
由创世记至启示录。
Now, how many of you have studied Scofield Bible?
有边位？我哋有一本英文翻译叫 Scofield Bible，
讲中文嘅。Quite a minute. Good of you. I studied Scofield Bible too.
林牧师研究过嗰本部圣经。
In fact, I mean the opening of a Bible through a Scofield Bible.
嗰部圣经佢由嗰部圣经开始研究圣经。
Now, Scofield Bible tells us the Bible.Or rather, God gave us seven dispensations.
呢部圣经咧，呢部呢个先生翻译呢部圣经咧，讲俾我哋听，神赐给我哋七个时代。
And certainly, at the very beginning, I enjoyed it very much.
当我初初研究到呢个问题嘅时候咧，我好欣赏嘅研究。
And I studied seven dispensations with brothers and sisters.
我同兄弟姊妹研究呢七个时代嘅问题。
However, later on, I study the Bible more. I found out the seven dispensations are not naturally from the Bible.
但系迟啲，当我深啲研究圣经嘅时候咧，感觉呢七个时代咧分法唔系好自然，好合适。
I think Scofield wanted to make everything seven. He thought.Seven is a perfect number, so he wanted the whole Bible to under the words of the number seven.
呢位 Scofield 先生咧，佢以为呢个七呢个号码七个号码咧系一个完全号码，所以将圣经让分开系七。
Now, if anyone study Bible has some string there for some idea, certainly he will be misled.
如果佢啲有人研究圣经，以为喺圣经有啲好奇怪嘅嘢咧，佢可以错误咗啦。
Now, Later on, I studied the Bible. I found out seven dispensations just not biblical.
遲啲我深研究聖經時候咧，我話呢個七個時代咧，唔係照聖經真係咁講法嘅。
For instance, first dispensation is in Genesis chapter 1 and 2.
佢話第一時代係創世記第一、第二章。
And 3.
第三章。
And then name it as the dispensation of innocence.
叫無罪嘅時代。
Well, in fact, at the beginning of God's creation, really no dispensation at all. Just human beings created, and God put them in the Garden of Eden.
在神創造做世界嘅時候咧，冇咩時代啊！神創造亞當夏娃，放佢哋喺個伊甸個園度。
That time, Adam and Eve they were perfect.
以亞當夏娃就嗰時候係完全人。
So called perfect.Does not mean they are perfect in the Lord.
不是说他在主内是完全的。
They were perfect as human beings.
他是完全的人这样。
They have perfect physical health. They had perfect physical health, sound, perfect mind, and perfect spiritual life.
他有十全十美的健身体，十全十美的心理，十全十美的灵。
But they have not had God's life yet.
但佢仍然未有神嘅生命在佢心之中。
Because they did not eat the fruit of life.
佢哋未食生命树嘅果子。
So at the beginning, really, not necessary to name it as a dispensation.
所以在開始創世嘅開始時候咧，我哋唔使話叫嗰個時期叫做一個時代。
Now, then second dispensation named as the dispensation of conscience.
第二個時代呢位先生叫做良心嘅時代。
Why this is that?
點解叫做良心時代咧
？They thought Adam when Adam Eve were created, they had no conscience.
因為佢話當亞當夏娃被創造嘅時候，佢哋冇良心。
They had no function of conscience.
冇良心嘅功用。
The function of conscience came to them after they had eaten the fruit of a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
佢哋良心嘅功用咧，佢哋食咗嗰個善惡樹嘅果子咧，先得到。
Now, if that is, The Bible, what the Bible recorded is not so.
如果是这样呢就圣经不是这样讲到。
Why? 为
什么我们这样讲法呢
According to psychology, if Adam had no conscience, how could God talk to him? You should not eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
如果根据心理学家的话如果亚当没有良心神怎样可以对他说你唔好食善恶事嘅果子。
The function of our conscience to help us to know what is good, what is bad.
因为良心嘅功用咧，帮助我哋决定乜嘢系善，乜嘢系恶。
If at the time Adam was created, and he had no function of conscience, and God talked to him, you should not eat the fruit of good, of a tree of the fruit of good and evil. That means you are.Just like a Chinese saying, you are play a harp before an ox.
他如果在亚当被创造的时候，如果他没有良心的功用，而神对他说亚当，你不要吃善恶事的果子，那讲法好像我们中国人说向牛弹琴，对牛弹琴。
Because Adam did not know what it means good and evil.
因为如果良心没有功用，他不懂什么是善，什么是恶。
Not only this, look at the Proverbs 28:27.
嗱，你睇睇箴言第二十章二十七节。
Proverbs 20:27。
二十章二十七节。
Here tells us the spirit of man is the land of the Lord, searching over innermost parts of his being.
个人的灵是耶和华的灯。監察人的心腹。
And the spirit of the word spirit, if you look at the margin, literally blessed.
人的灵叫灵气。 灵咧，
灵气应该是
灵气啊。佢话应该系一个气，个灵应该就系个原文系气啊。
The breath here is the same word as the breath we found in Genesis 2:7.
呢个气咧系好似创世纪第二章第七节嗰个气一样。
There Bible tells us God give man the breath of life.
嗰度讲俾我哋听，耶和华神俾人咧生命嘅气。
And the breath there is same word as the speech here.
呢度个生气咧，同呢度灵咧，同样一个字嚟嘅。
So here tells us the function of conscience is really the function of the breath.
佢话呢度讲俾我听。良心的功用呢就是这个气的功用来的。
So here, again, Bible tells us, at the time when Adam was created, the function of conscience was there.
所以这里告诉我听，当亚当被神创造的时候呢，他已经有良心的功用了。
Because the function of conscience, came with His creation.
因为良心功用在他创造的时候已经得到。
So to name it as a dispensation of conscience is not biblical.
所以叫这个时间叫做良心的时代呢，不是照圣经这样讲法的。
The third dispensation is named as human government.
第三个叫人治时代。
Now that is even more funny, I think.
这里还是可笑啊。
Since Noah's time until today, all the nations is under human government.
由挪亚至到现在，所有的国家是被人所统治。
How can you say Noah's time is a dispensation of human government?
所以你怎样说只是挪亚的时间是人治的时代呢？
Fourth.
第四。
That from Abraham to the time they entered, the Israelites entered Egypt.
由亚伯拉罕到以色列入埃及的时间。
They name this period as the dispensation of promise.
这个时代呢叫做应许的时代。
Now, does it mean God never gave any promise to Noah?
是不是他叫这个时代应许时代，说神从来没给挪亚有应许呢？
God gave promises to Noah too.
神赐给挪亚他的应许。
In fact, God gave promise to Adam too.
神给亚当有应许。
So why you cannot make Noah's time as dispensation of promise?
所以为什么我们不可以叫挪亚时间同样叫应许的时代呢？
So these names really a little twisty.
所以呢啲名字咧有啲搞乱咗，转曲晒，弯弯曲曲。
Because he wanted to make dispensation as seven, so he had to find something to fill the numbers.
因为佢要有七个时代咧，所以要揾到啲嘢，整到有七个时代。
Then you might say, if that case, what dispensation you are going to name it?
如果你不叫这些无罪良心人治应许的时代，你叫这些时代是什么时代呢？
Now, if you look carefully, you will sense from Adam to to the time Israelites entering Egypt, you will find out something common to everybody, to every dispensation.
如果你研究在亚当直到以色列入埃及的时候呢，你有找到有些相同的一点在所有这些时代。
What poems are same among those characters?
在这几个时代的人物之间呢，哪一点是相同呢？
You know, from the beginning to the end, God pay attention to three kinds of offices.
由始至终，神特别留意三个位地位。
这位 offices
职位。
Now, what are they?
乜嘢系呢三个职位呢
？What are they? priest is prophet and king.
เขาว่า祭司先知君王
And if you look carefully, you will find out. In Genesis, you find out God put these three offices on one person instead of later on three persons.
你如果喺創世記研究咧，你知道神將呢三個職位咧放在一個人身上，遲啲放在三個人身上。
For instance, Abraham.
亞伯拉罕。
Look at 12:8.
喺創世記十二章第八節。
Where Abraham went, what he would do?
佢亞伯拉罕去到一笪地方時候，佢做啲乜嘢咧？
Verse 8.Genesis
12:8.
Then he proceeded from there to a mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord.
对吧？他从哪里又迁到伯特利东边的山，基达双棚西边是伯特利，东边是 A。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
Now you know who is the one deserve to build altar and offer sacrifice upon it。
你话边个有资格能够建筑一座坛，奉献啲祭物俾神呢？边位咧？
Priest,
就系个祭司啦，有咁资格啦。
So although Bible didn't tell us, Abraham was a priest, but according to his work, certainly he was a priest.
圣经冇讲俾我听亚伯拉罕系祭司，但嗰啲做出嚟嘅工作咧系祭司嘅工作。
And the word called here in Hebrew also can be translated proclaim.
呢度求告耶和华的名，或者系宣告耶和华的名。
So in other words, Abraham built an altar. Certainly he would offer sacrifice. Then those people would come to watch. Then Abraham used this opportunity to proclaim the name of the Lord to them.
当然，亚伯拉罕筑了座坛，一个奉献的祭物俾坛。知周围啲人嚟睇紧佢，在嗰时咧，佢宣告耶和华嘅名俾周围啲人听到。
So Abraham was a priest and also he was a prophet.
所以亚伯拉罕咧系祭司同系一个先知嚟嘅。
Not only this, look at Genesis 20:7.
啊，你不但系咁，你睇下创世记第二十章第七节。
When Abraham was in the land of Philistines,
当亚伯拉罕在腓利比，
腓利士
嘅地嘅时候，腓利，
that's okay.
Yeah.
Now, the king there, by mistake, took his wife.
嗰个皇帝喺嗰度咧。就娶佢个妻子为佢个皇后。
Then in the night, Lord spoke to the king through a dream.
在晚上咧，神藉着一个梦对嗰个王讲句话。
Verse 7 is the statement what God talked to them.
第七节咧就系神对佢讲嘅话语。
He said, "Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live."
话现在要你把这人的妻子归还他，因为他是先知，他要为你祷告。
So Bible tells us God say God told the king Abimelech Abraham was a prophet.
所以神对嗰个王讲咧，亚伯拉罕系一个先知嚟嘅。
And certainly you know Abraham was also a king.
我相信大家知道亚伯拉罕是一个王。
Especially the story in chapter 14 tells us.
特别在十四节那个故事讲明，十四章讲明我听那个故事。
He had his own army.
他有他的军队。
Although his army was not too big.
虽然他的军队不是很多人。
But very strong.
很强壮精练。
And He defeated the four great kings.
佢擊敗三個四個皇帝。
So this is the situation throughout all the period from Adam to the time of Israelites entering Egypt.
所以咧，我頭先講嘅話咧，係描寫到由亞當直到以色列入埃及嘅時候。
You look at Noah's life, same thing.
你睇挪亞嘅生命咧，亦係咁。
He was a king, or he was a leader of his tribe. He was a prophet, and he was also a priest.
佢係嗰個族嘅領袖，佢係一個先知，亦係一個祭司。
New Testament tells us Christ through his spirit and through Noah to preach to the people then.
聖經講俾我聽，耶穌藉著聖靈在嗰個時候。向挪亞嗰啲士人嗰啲講道理。
Yeah, through Noah.
直噶挪亞向嗰啲人講道理，講神嘅道。
This is the situation during the period, this period. So I name it as the patriarch dispensation or dispensation of patriarchs.
所以呢個時代咧，我叫做列祖嘅時代。
That means all those patriarchs.God gave them three offices.
因為在個列祖時代咧，神俾每位先祖咧，佢哋三個職位。
So what they blessed, God would fulfill their blessing. What they predicted, God would fulfill their prediction.
所以佢哋祝福每位神圓滿佢祝福，佢哋預言講到啲乜嘢，神會應驗佢哋嘅預言。
Now then.Second dispensation in Scofield Bible is fifth dispensation.
所以在 Scofield 先生的第五个时代呢，就我们说在圣经是第二个时代。
That is dispensation of law.
就是叫做律法的时代。
God cut covenant with Israelites and gave them law.
神以以色列人设他的约，赐给他们他的律法。
And we use the name it as dispensation of law.
所以我们叫这时代叫做律法的时代。
Now, in that dispensation, what's the difference from the preceding dispensation?
这个时代和以前的时代有什么分别呢？
But the difference is, in preceding dispensation, God put three offices on one person. But in this dispensation, God is going to divide them and lay each office to be upon an individual.
在以前的时代呢，神将三个职位放在一个人身上。在这个律法的时代呢，神给一个人一个职位。
Although at the beginning, you know, you will find out, for instance, Moses, although he was not a priest, but he was a prophet.And he was also the king of Israelites.
開始的時候，或者雖然摩西不是一個祭司，但是他以色列的君王是先知來的。
And even later on, the priest system getting rotten. So God raised Samuel. He was the winner. Held three offices as king, as priest, as prophet.
遲啲咧，祭司內邊嘅制度好敗壞，所以神舉起撒母耳做祭司、君王、先知。
But all this kind of doing was only for time being.
咁個做法係暫時性嘅。
Before long, God divided three offices to three kinds of people.
所以遲啲咧，神分開呢三個職位俾三個人。
God gave David and his descendants as God gave kingdom.Kinghood to David and his kingship to David and his descendants.
神赐给个王位俾大卫同埋佢后裔。
And priesthood to Aaron and his descendants.
祭司个位俾亚伦同埋佢后裔。
However, prophets, he didn't give a certain individual. He would raise according to the needs of time.
但系先知呢个位咧，佢冇俾一个人同埋佢后裔。所以佢隨需要嘅時候咧，就宣召呢啲先知嘅人。
Anyway, it is so clear during the dispensation of law, God divided three offices for three individuals.
咁好清楚讲俾我听啦，在律法嘅时代咧，神分开呢三个职位俾三个不同嘅人。
Now, after the dispensation of law, then come to our dispensation.
律法时代过去咧，就到我哋而家嘅时代，就恩典嘅时代。
Now we named as dispensation of grace.
我哋叫做恩典嘅时代。
Yeah. So please remember, this is dispensation of grace.Anything, everything based on God's grace.
所以我哋记得呢个系恩典嘅时代，每一样万样都系根据神嘅恩典。
We were saved by grace.
我哋救神，藉神嘅恩典救我哋。
We have a little love towards God by grace.
我哋对神有些少爱心咧，都系神嘅恩典俾我哋咁做到。
We can understand God's truth by grace.
因神的恩典，我们可以明白神的道理。
We are interested in serving Lord in a somewhat that by grace.
因神的恩典，我们有些少兴趣侍奉神。
I have a kind of compassion towards lost souls. This is by grace.
我对失丧灵魂有些少怜恤的心，都是神的恩典。
And if by God's grace, this time you really developed, you really revived, that's God's grace.
如果呢次藉着呢啲粉兄妹你发展咧，你咁咧都系神嘅恩典。